The abortion issue is not just a hot topic in Washington, D.C. It is right here in our own capital. The left is trying to unravel some of the protections that the innocent have in Arizona, and there are bills in the legislature that are trying to protect those rights. Kathy Herrod is president of the Center for Arizona Policy, a nonprofit advocacy organization committed to promoting and defending the foundational values of life, marriage, and family, and religious freedom. A total of 164 CAP-supported bills have been passed into law since CAP made its first appearance at the state capitol in 1995. Kathy Herrod, welcome to the center ring of the conservative circus. Bram Resnick is out on social media right now trying to spread not fake, but certainly inflammatory news about a statewide anti-abortion program that could include a hotline. What truth do we need to know about this bill, Kathy Herrod?
Well, the legislation, House Bill 2759, Senate Bill 1547, is a family health pilot program. The program is designed to reach pregnant women that often don't know about the services that are available to them, or they don't know how to access them. And so this is based on a program that came out of Texas that's been very successful at reaching women who might choose to not have an abortion, but they just don't know what services are available or what help is out there to help them make that choice.
Kathy, why is it that the left is so opposed for even giving pregnant women this choice? I like the way you phrase this, because this is a choice, and yet they find that abhorrent. They are trying to shut down that option. What is it with the left and this type of choice?
Well, one opinion would be that it's the bottom line, that they know that if more women choose life and don't choose abortion, then that's going to cut into their bottom line. But it appears that where we're at in this country today, that anything that smacks of giving women an informed choice, of promoting the sanctity of human life, of talking about how abortion hurts women, how it stops a beating heart, that it's, oh my gosh, we can't acknowledge any of that. So we can't even talk common ground, something as simple as, let's provide some funding to reach women, use internet marketing technology to reach these women, provide them with the services, and help them make the choice that they would really prefer to make.
Kathy Herrod is the president of the Center for Arizona Policy. She is in the center ring of the conservative circus. Something you just said right there is something that's not talked about very much, and that is the harm. I mean, a lot of women, when they have an abortion performed, they don't necessarily come from that experience unharmed by that. What are some things that women are facing when they make this very tough decision?
Well, when women make the decision whether or not to have an abortion, oftentimes they don't understand or realize that the risks that come with it, that it could endanger future pregnancies, that for some women it increases their risk of suicide, preeclampsia. So on and on. Certainly it's been a while since we've talked about a breast cancer link, but there has been some indication of a breast cancer link. So women, the surveys, from example from Texas, show that over three-fourths of the clients that sought out these kind of services have said that if their circumstances were different, that they would continue their pregnancy. So we think that women, it's an easy choice or this or that, but women, oftentimes they don't know what to do, because it's either they don't have a support system, and so it's either have the abortion or they don't know how else they're going to survive. And so that's why we need to help. We see great work being done by pregnancy centers, but we need to do something that's kind of upping it a little bit. And that's what the program in Texas has been very successful.
This is why I think it would be very successful here, just to have women have that information. Kathy, the Center for Arizona Policy has been both aggressive and successful over the last 15 years when it comes to defending families and advancing pro-life and pro-family bills. But this year, it feels like the agenda was less ambitious, and it's more about playing defense rather than offense. How much of that is a reflection of the gains already made in previous years? And how much of that is due to the narrow Republican majorities in the State House and the State Senate?
It's both. Very insightful question. Yes, we have made significant progress. We've seen a 7-year downward trend in the number of abortions in our state. At Center for Arizona Policy, we advocate for the health and well-being of the women considering an abortion, as well as their preborn child. We love them both, and we provide for them both. But we also, it's a defensive legislative session. We do not have a strongly pro-life Senate. It's a very tight margin in the House, and this is where elections matter. Oftentimes, as we know, you may not lose a bill when the legislature is actually voting on it. You lost it the prior November with who won at the polls.
We have Kathy Herrett in the center ring of the Conservative Circus. She is president of Center for Arizona Policy. One bill that keeps popping up, Kathy, that I know you're not for is the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA. This thing was supposed to be dead like 15 years ago, and it's actually a Republican from Scottsdale that's pushing this, that keeps trying to bring it up. It's such a left-wing cause. Can you give our listeners the 60-second explanation on what it is and why it's so bad?
Well, women are already protected in the United States Constitution. On issues of equal pay, other types of issues, we're already protected. It's not like women are left out of the United States Constitution. The Equal Rights Amendment battle is all about abortion rights. The left is so afraid that Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned by the United States Supreme Court that they are desperate to put abortion in the U.S. Constitution. You can go to our website at azpolicy.org, click on our issues, check out our fact sheet on the Equal Rights Amendment. State Supreme Courts have ruled that their state ERAs include abortion rights and have invalidated abortion restrictions. So the ERA fight is about abortion and putting it in the United States Constitution.
Kathy, how do you keep positive? I mean, you've been at this for years, and it seems like even when we defend traditional marriage, the courts strike it down. The culture coarsens. I mean, people's knowledge of our founding values and Judeo-Christian heritage, and it seems to be ignored by their schools. It seems to be even vilified. So my question to you is, how do you stay positive, and what can you tell my audience about how important it is to stay positive and fight back? Is victory in this culture war possible?
Well, victory is always possible. I am a believer. I am a Christian. And I hang my hat on a proverb that the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. I believe we're all called. We're blessed to be citizens of this wonderful country, and that we all have a duty to speak out, to make our voice heard in the halls of public policy, and to make a difference. But the results, we can't always control the results. The results are in God's hands, and that's how I look at it. But, you know, along the way, you see victories. You see things that encourage you, like a 7-year downward trend in the rate of abortion. You see people waking up. But it is, we are at a, whether we're at a tipping point, maybe we don't know yet, but we certainly are at a pivotal time in our culture and in our politics where those who favor foundational principles, who believe in the Constitution, who are concerned about the future of our families, and what type of, whether Arizona is going to continue to be a state where families can thrive, we have to make sure that we are advocating for what we believe in and taking part in what's going on. We can't afford to be discouraged. We can't afford to give up. We have to keep on.